In the mystery of who killed Ellen Landini, the noted opera singer, Charlie Chan, the Honolulu detective, faces one of the most baffling cases of his long career. The crime has been further complicated by the murder of Dr. Swan, one of the suspected persons at Pine View. And Charlie Chan and Sheriff Don Holt find themselves overburdened with suspicions, motives, and hatreds, but woefully lacking in tangible clues. Investigations disclose the disturbing fact that Romano saw Ah Sing, the aged Chinese servant, enter the study the night of the murder. And Inspector Chan and Don Holt are discussing this when Charlie Chan notices Cecile in the passageway. She is trying to hide a gun, which the sheriff maintains has been recently fired.
Come, Cecile. Better, I think, that you accompany us to study.
But, Monsieur Chan, I can explain.
Precisely, Cecile. That is reason we are asking you to enter study, in order that you may explain in comfort and in detail.
This gun, it is my husband. Oh, first the death of Landini, I am scared. Then the death of Dr. Swan, I am more scared. I ask Michael, please bring me that gun. I keep it in my room.
Do you make a habit of carrying it with you as you go from your room to the kitchen?
Oh, no, Monsieur Sheriff. This morning, I find someone search my room. I think, perhaps Monsieur Chan, perhaps Sheriff. Oh, suppose they search again, find gun. Then they blame Michael for this murder.
Why, Cecile, should you assume that we should be likely to blame your husband?
Because, Monsieur Chan, because...
Yes, Cecile, because...
Because, Monsieur, it was not a secret that my husband hates that swan. Many times before, my husband, he say, I could kill that swan like what you call imbecile dog. But that, monsieur, you understand, was nothing. Nothing but talk. Oh, he talked too much, my husband.
I'm very much afraid, Cecile, that talking too much is family complaint. You are guilty.
Oui, monsieur. Guilty? Oh, no, Monsieur Chan. I did nothing, I tell you before.
Permit me to finish, Cecile. I was about to say that you are guilty of carelessness in speech, partly due, no doubt, to difficulty of expressing yourself in English.
Oh, mais oui, monsieur. Oh, but yes, that is it. Oh, you do understand. Oh, monsieur, he's so kind.
You overwhelm me, Cecile. Please, the gun. Sheriff, I think it better that you deprive gun of potential danger to life by removing cartridge.
Right, Inspector. I'll put it over here on the desk.
Yes, splendid. Cecile, for a moment, I am glad to say that I believe you. Further developments may cause me to change mind on that point. However, in meantime, you may go.
Eh bien, merci, monsieur. Thank you.
I can't believe that Cecile is guilty, Mr. Chan.
I do not think so myself, Miss Beaton. But beware the mother eagle when the eggs are hatched. Cecile was madly jealous of Landini's attachment for husband Ireland. And do not forget, I saw the look in her eyes that fateful night when Madame ordered Cecile to fetch blanket for little dog Trouble. And do not overlook Cecile's statement that her room had been searched.
Right, Inspector. But we mustn't forget that Leslie didn't see Cecile either enter or leave the study after you saw her walk down the hall.
Again, I say, soon the teacher will be taking lessons from the pupil. Pardon me while I walk up and down room. Must not neglect entirely exercise. Weather here not too good for a daily walk. I am missing daily stroll along 4th Street in Honolulu.
You have something on your mind, Mr. Chan. Something more than usual. What is it?
Indeed, yes, Miss Beaton. You see, as I said before, I am very fond of Sheriff.
Yes?
Nothing would give me greater pleasure than to stay here and assist Sheriff in solution of his first case. But purpose for which I came to Pine View, it is fulfilled. Tracing of Mr. Ward's son. I feel that I am staying as uninvited guest.
Oh, shucks, Mr. Chan. Mr. Ward wouldn't feel that way. He wants this thing solved as much as we do.
Quite so. but I have no official capacity.
Why don't you talk to Mr. Ward? I know he'll want you to stay.
Go and talk to him now. He's in his room. I saw him as I took Dad downstairs a few minutes ago.
Very good. I hope that others are as wishful that I remain as you. It may be compliment to host when guests remain long, but it is sign of thoughtlessness on part of said guest.
I'll go down and phone Cash Shannon to come over and mount guard while we go off on our little investigation.
Oh, you're both going away?
For a brief hour or two, no more. The deputy sheriff will amuse you.
Oh, all right. But I wish you weren't.
Come in.
Mr. Ward, I am embarrassed. The purpose for which I came to Pine View is achieved. Sad ending, I'm sorry to say. But whereabouts of your son is determined, and I...
And, you should have your check, of course. Careless of me.
Please, no. Such was not my intent. I merely dislike to remain here as added burden to your hospitable nature.
Nonsense, Chan. Glad to have you here. The sheriff wants you to stay, and that's enough for me. Besides, I want this mystery cleared up.
But, Mr. Ward, have you thought of possible consequences of clearing up mystery?
Eh, what's that? What's that you said?
At moment of murder, five persons were wandering alone in house. In Swan, Romano, Miss Beaton, and Cecile, I presume you have no great personal interest. But in fifth?
The fifth? Yes. Pardon me, but I have had so much on my mind that...
The fifth, Mr. Ward, the last person to see Madame Landini alive.
Sing? Ah Sing? You can't mean Ah Sing...
Who else, please?
Ah Sing. Surely you haven't found anything that...
So far, we have been combing the hair of an iron donkey.
Just what I thought. I've known Ah Sing since I was a child. No kinder soul ever lived. I appreciate your talking to me about it. But I'll take a chance on Ah Sing and... Come in. Oh, yes, John?
I was looking for Chan. Don Holt said he was here.
And I'm leaving, so sit down.
Thank you. But we can retire to study.
It's all right with me.
You have something to tell me, Mr. Ryder?
Yes, Chan.
Then be seated.
Chan, I wouldn't have you think that... Well, I'll explain. You read that clipping from the paper about my honeymoon with Landini. I'd always admired her. I followed her after a decent interval when she divorced Dudley. I found her in rather a discouraged mood. She agreed to marry me. Said she'd give up her career. Case of whither thou goest, a grand, overpowering love. It lasted nearly a month.
I'm all attention, Mr. Ryder.
You see, I was bound for the mine. She came along, and it started to snow, and she couldn't get out, so she began to think. Night after night, it was what she'd given up for me. Paris, New York, London, Berlin. I reminded her of what I had given up. My freedom. Peace of mind. And our hatred grew.
You have my sympathy. Your pardon, Mr. Ryder. I am not inattentive, but I am examining brooch which was found on floor.
Well, toward the end of the winter, I fell ill. Desperately ill. But she scarcely looked at me. She left me there in my bunk at the mercy of a stupid old man who worked for us. When the first sled left in the spring, she left with it. That, Chan, is why I hated her. But it wasn't the kind of hate that leads to murder. I was too contemptuous of her to even think of her, except as the one person in this world to be avoided.
Yes, Mr. Ryder?
Well, that's all, Chan. I don't want you wasting your time thinking that I killed her. I didn't, and that's all.
That's all, Mr. Ryder. Thank you so much.
It is all, Chan. Now or any time.
I wonder if it is all. Is Mr. Ryder more clever than I think, or more foolish than his success would lead one to believe? So often he has tried to impress me that his hate is not the kind of hate which would lead to killing. What a tangled skein it is. Come in.
What's the matter? You're not here at dinner, Clown?
Most humbly apologize, Ah Sing. I did not hear dinner gong.
Oh, you're lucky to dinner? And perhaps you only take an orange juice.
No, Ah Sing. To be perfectly frank with you, I am looking forward with much anticipation to dinner.
Oh, more better you come then. Now, you have it. One time, little more than he all the same gets cold.
15 seconds, Ah Sing. No more. While I complete scrutiny of article I have here. Be so pleased to pass me glass on top of deck.
Oh, sure. This one all the same. Some hope I'll out you later in your pocket. It's on guard. It's on guard. It's on guard. It's on guard.
What's wrong, Ah Sing?
Oh, gun. You catch him gun?
Gun? Yes, Ah Sing. I catch him gun. You have seen gun before?
I didn't see gun before. Oh, you're crazy. Now I see him.
Do not lie to me, Ah Sing. You have seen gun before. Tell me.
No can lie, boss. Ah Sing, no can lie no more. Yeah. Me see him gun before this time.
Yes, Ah Sing. Continue, please.
This all the same belong Ah Sing.
This gun belongs to you, Ah Sing?
Sure. Now no can help. Not can hide. This all the same my gun.
At last, Ah Sing breaks down in his long series of denials. But exactly what Inspector Chan will make of this admission, we will have to wait and see. After you've heard from your sponsor, Inspector Chan will be with us again. Well, Mr. Chan, what philosophical advice do you have in store for us this evening?
I have been thinking of Ah Sing, who, while he has nothing, is probably most contented person in Ward household. Happiness is not attained by increase of material wealth, but rather by making proper use of what we already possess. And he who strives by force to increase his holdings succeeds only in overburdening himself with worries.
Thank you, Inspector Chan, and good night.